This last week, last Thursday, of course, we remembered the 4th of July of 1776, Independence Day, the birthday of our country. It's a great day of national love and pride and mutual goodwill among Americans. A day celebrating patriotism. But apparently not for everyone. As one newspaper headline read, quote, "American patriotism is at a record low," close quote. And then it went on and cited a new Gallup poll that shows dramatic decreases when people are asked how proud they are to be Americans. We see this same sad sentiment expressed by the actions of some NFL players and members of the U.S. women's soccer team during the playing of the national anthem. And we see it when Nike cancels a line of shoes with the original American flag. Now, that all might anger some of us, but is it wrong? Does God command us to be patriotic? It may surprise you to know the answer is yes, he does. Jesus tells us that the two great commandments are to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. St. Thomas Aquinas goes on to explain that our closest neighbor, is our family, especially our parents. But after our family, our second neighbor, so to speak, is our country, or in Latin, our patria, and our fellow countrymen. So that the second commandment applies first to parents and family, and second to country and countrymen. We see this specified, if you will, in the fourth commandment. Honor your father and mother. God gives you your parents and your family to love and care for you, to protect you, and in return calls you to love and care for and to protect them, to honor them. And in the same way, God gives us our country and our fellow countrymen to love, care, and protect us. And so in turn, we must love, care for, and protect our country, countrymen. We must honor our country. So, for example, we read in today's first reading from the Old Testament. It says, "Thus says the Lord, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her." All you who love Jerusalem, all you who love the nation of Israel. This is talking about exercising the virtue of love of country, patriotism. And we see the virtue of patriotism in Jesus himself. Scripture tells us that once when he was approaching Jerusalem, he looked down at the city. It says, when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it. Then it goes on to say how he could see in his mind sort of that how Jerusalem would reject him, and how that would lead to her destruction by the Romans. Jesus loved his country, beginning with Jerusalem. Jesus was patriotic. Loving our neighbor demands love of country, of patria. Of course, the people in other countries are also our neighbors, right? And God commands us to love them also. The thing is, it's a matter of priorities. For example, we should love and help the neighbor next door to us, right? But first, we should take care of our own family, right? We should feed and protect and clothe our children and then worry about the children next door. Not exclusively, but primarily, we look at our family. Charity begins at home. And it's the same thing with patriotism. We should love, honor, and care for our countrymen first, but also love others as well, other countries and country and people in other countries as well. But after first protecting and taking care of our own. Now today some say that this is wrong-headed. Many would equate or conflate patriotism with what has been historically called nationalism. Even good patriots do this. They use the term nationalism when what I really think they mean is patriotism. I wish they wouldn't conflate the terms, because historically nationalism is very different from patriotism. And that historical nationalism would say not America first, but rather it would say America first, last, and only. Historical nationalism would even allow conquering foreign lands. Like, we could go out and conquer other countries just because, well, we're the superior country and we deserve anything we can get. That's nationalism. And that's wrong, and that's a sin. And I don't think that's what's being advocated today by anybody, at least not widespread. I think instead it's patriotism, because patriotism does not do that. Patriots, a patriot would say, not America first, last, and only, but rather America first, but then also everyone else after that. Or better yet, God first, family second, country third, and everybody else, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, etc. Now some might say, but Father, what about people who aren't citizens of America? Maybe they're law-abiding non-residents, but they're technically not Americans. Well, I think that Aquinas might say that they are our fellow countrymen too, but even if they're not exactly our countrymen, that would simply mean that after citizens, those good people would come first in our care, etc. So yes, you know, for example, citizens have certain rights to vote, etc. But that doesn't mean that the good residents in our country don't also have participate in many of the goods of our country, and rightly so. Some would say, well, what about people who come and remain in our country illegally? Don't we owe them honor and love too? Yes, of course we do. They're our neighbor. But in the order of nature and of nature's God, our priorities are family, countrymen, and then others. Now we have to be very careful. First, as I said, I wish people would stop using that term nationalism when they really mean patriotism. But also, just as patriotism isn't historical nationalism, patriotism also isn't historical nativism. Nativism means placing a priority or giving priority to people who were born here, or maybe whose families have lived here for generations. That's nativism. And that would show a distinction between those who are born here and those who immigrate here and even become great citizens of our country. Patriotism, on the other hand, extends priority to all who share the same commitment to be part of the fabric of our country, including those whom God has moved here from other countries and who are sincerely committed to patriotism with us. And patriotism also isn't the same thing as loving your government, per se, but rather honoring the government to the extent it is part of the country and serves the country. And so, in that context, we honor the government and government officials, but not just because they're the government. So, for example, we don't honor the president because, well, he's in charge, or even because we like him as a person. We honor him in patriotism because he holds an office that is important for our country, and that in that he becomes, and his office becomes, a symbol of the whole country. And so we honor the president even when we don't like him personally or agree with his policies. Now, patriotism isn't just an ideal. It has a very practical, everyday application. So, for example, it means learning history, the history of our country, both the good and the bad. But like a family that embraces the good memories and works to fix the bad, patriots celebrate the greatness in our country, even as they learn from and work to overcome our failures. But patriots do not allow past failures to cause us to dishonor our country. Patriotism also involves participating in the life of our nation. This includes everything from working hard and being productive in school or in a job, or raising a good and healthy family, or paying your taxes. All this is part of participating as a patriot. But it also and especially involves participating in the public square, including voting whenever there's an election, and even campaigning for candidates who truly want the best for our country. Patriotism also means defending our country. Now, many of you have dedicated your lives or part of your lives to this by putting on a uniform and taking up arms. You are patriots. Thank you for your service. But defending America also includes simply standing up and speaking out for the good of our country. Not being silenced by the politically correct mob, but using your God-given and constitutionally protected freedom of speech and assembly to publicly promote what you believe to be genuinely good for our country. And patriotism means truly striving for the good of each other, truly loving your neighbor. This means both providing opportunities for everyone to provide for their own well-being, primarily through just laws and a sound economic system, but it also means providing necessities for those who truly cannot provide for themselves. And it means respecting each other in word and action. Like a family, we can argue with each other. We can even call each other names. But also like a family, there are lines that we know we should never cross, because we know that that would be too much. That would go too far. That would be to dishonor our family members. Too often today in public discourse, we cross the lines of respect and honor. And as patriots, we can never condone or participate in this. And patriotism means honoring the symbols of our country. When you come into my office and you look around, you'll see pictures of my family in my office. And if you could go up to my room, which you can't, the bishop prohibits that, I'm sorry. But if you could, you would see pictures of my family on the walls. Now, these are just images on paper, but they remind me of my family, and they help me to honor my family in my heart and to love them. It's the same thing with images, symbols of America. So when the American flag passes or the national anthem is played, it is important to be patriotic and to honor America by standing or maybe placing your hand on your heart or whatever the custom is in that situation. When I look at a picture of my mother or father, I don't think of the bad times, you know, times we had arguments. I don't think of the times when maybe they weren't fair or too harsh. I mean, that happens in every family. I don't think of that when I look at a picture of my parents. I think of the good things. I look at how much, I remember how much they love me and how much I love them. So, when we look on the American flag, we don't burn the American flag, we salute it. And when we see the original American flag that has 13 stars, the so-called Betsy Ross flag, we shouldn't choose to see in it a sign of the injustices that were tolerated at our founding, but rather we should see it as a sign of the great and noble ideals that were enshrined in the founding, like all men are created equal. Those values, those ideals that propelled us after that to work hard to overcome our errors. Some today, it seems, patriotism is a dirty word, or maybe a partisan word even. It is not. Patriotism is an essential part of what it means to be a virtuous person and a true Christian. And to fail to strive to be a patriot, to fail to try to be a patriot, is a sin. As we now move more deeply into this Holy Mass, let us pray for our beloved America. And let us pray that all who live in our great country may join together as patriots to cherish and honor her for the good she's done and work together to correct her faults. And as we receive our Lord Jesus in Holy Communion, may He give us the grace to truly love our neighbor as we ought, and may He increase in us the noble and necessary virtue of patriotism. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.